It's here and now. The streets of Ferguson, Missouri were quiet today, people observing a request by the father of Michael Brown for a day of silence so the family could bury the 18-year-old African-American whose shooting death by a white police officer ignited 2 weeks of protests. Hundreds of people lined up outside the Friendly Temple Missionary Baptist Church in St. Louis. Inside, Jesse Jackson, Spike Lee were among the thousands gathered. Longtime activist and MSNBC show host Al Sharpton spoke and said Michael Brown should not be remembered for the riots that followed his death.
This is about justice. This is about fairness. And America is going to have to come to terms with there's something wrong, that we have money to give military equipment to police forces, but we don't have money for training and money for public education and money to train our children.
Church leaders called the funeral a home-going celebration. A choir sang joyous songs of praise. Minister Michael Franks read from the Book of Psalms.
The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though walls shall rise against me, in this shall I be confident.
Dr. Charles Pearson read from Romans.
And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, if God be for us, if God be for us, who can be against us?
And Ty Pruitt, Michael Brown's cousin, vowed that there would be a time to continue gathering in the streets.
It's going to shake the heavens from the thunder that we release, but not today. Today is for peace. Peace and quiet.
President Obama sent three aides to Michael Brown's funeral. A grand jury is considering evidence in the case, and a federal investigation is underway. We'll continue to follow this story.